Yeah, we're trying to be patient. We don't have to, create a scene out here. We want everybody to be safe. That's why we're here. So they were, as you said, they were locking arms and they were getting in the way. That's not a big deal. We don't need to create a big scene out here. So we're just being patient. We're, as I said, we were chatting with people to let them know what the law was and, having some conversation with them.
About 30 people were fed, not counting the 30 or so volunteers there to help distribute food or act as a barrier between them and the police. But what changed in the last week to make Tampa police start to enforce the ordinance against sharing food in a city park without a permit?
We've been out here before to chat with them and say, there's an ordinance, and actually they've been very, very cool about it in the past. Last Tuesday, things seemed to change a little bit. And they made it very clear that, okay, we know what the ordinance is, but we're going to be back on Saturday. We are not going to comply with the ordinance, and we're going to set up a table. We explained, what the rules are and that we prefer that they not do that. And there are a lot of other options if you just want to feed the homeless. They made it very clear that they were going to violate the ordinance. When that happens, we feel that we need to come out and let them know what the ordinance is. So we did that on Saturday. It reached a different level on Saturday in terms of how they, reacted to our talking with them and explaining the ordinance. And as you saw, it did result in arrests. Nobody went to jail or anything like that. They got a misdemeanor for trespassing because we asked them to leave. And so that's what happened on Saturday. What's different? I don't think they usually come out with signs and do chants and all that sort of thing. So I think it sort of took a different tone sometime last week.
But Food Not Bombs volunteer Desiree Lynn insists what Hegarty says about previous interactions between police and activists isn't true.
Never once have the police ever approached us at a food share and told us anything about any ordinance. And we're talking about, since I've been involved, over 300 food shares.
And how many of them have been in this park?
Over 300, every single one of them.
About how often do you share food here?
So we come out here Tuesday morning for breakfast, 8 a.m., and we come out Saturday at 4. And we're here twice a week, every week. Last year, we did 106 food shares. And we set up exactly the same way every single time.
And so before last Tuesday, the police had never talked to you about it?
Never once. Never a single time have they approached the table. They've passed through the park. They've been here incidentally for other things, but they've never said a word to us.
Several Food Not Bombs volunteers were arrested in 2004 for sharing food, but the city eventually backed off. Lynn thinks Tampa police may be doing the same thing now.
They're trying to save face because the fact that they didn't move in and arrest today is, it just shows that they came last week because there was a high profile event here and that was what their true concern was, not that there were tables in the park. They wanted to disappear the sight of the homeless. And you know what? They did it. They came in with force and they moved everybody out. And now this week, they didn't arrest. They didn't do anything. They had every opportunity to move in and arrest us if what we were doing was wrong. They felt strong enough last time to arrest us for what we were doing, but this time they didn't feel so strong about it. And I think that shows what the city's true intentions are and what the city's true agenda is.